This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicles contractor rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Well, woke up this morning about 5:45 and found out that the lead candidate for the Lakers job is not J.J. Redick.
No.
It is Danny Hurley.
What? Wait, who?
Now.
Didn't he coach at UConn?
He did.
Hmm.
He did. He's an old school guy, even though he's a young guy. How do you think, with the way he thinks, he's not a taskmaster, that's not who he is, but he recruits, and he has said this, I recruit kids who are accountable. When I sit in a living room with parents and those kids, if those parents are making excuses for those kids, he goes, I don't want any part of the family on my team. If that is his mantra, if that is his way that he recruits, right, and clearly he's had a lot of success with it. Unfortunately for him, that's not the way it's going to work in the NBA.
Oh, no, it's not going to work like that in the NBA at all. It's not a coach-driven league. There are strong coaches in the NBA, certainly. There are even old-school guys in the NBA. Although even a guy like Greg Popovich has new ways of thinking. He's such a bright guy. He seems irascible and
he's very, very good at picking the right guy with the number one overall pick. He figured out David Robinson would be the right choice. And then years later, maybe I should get me some Tim Duncan and then Victor Wembanyama.
Yep.
That guy is 3 for 3 when it comes to making the right selection with generational players coming out in the draft.
Did it all right, though, with figuring out Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker and other guys, too.
I'll one-up that.
Yeah.
Figure it out with Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly, right?
I'll give you Kawhi Leonard.
God, no kidding. Well, be that as it may, I always will understand the draw of wanting to test yourself at the highest possible level. And I would never bet against anyone like Danny Hurley. But I probably wouldn't have bet against Rick Pitino either. I probably wouldn't have bet against John Calipari, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't think I would have. I don't think I would have.
Why do you think college coaches in football and basketball tend to not have a lot of success?
I think the main thing is their voices carry different volume. You are the voice and the face of your program in college. You control the narrative. You are not beholden to necessarily to the players and or the media or anything else. You're your own leader. I think you get to the NBA or the NFL. The NBA and the NFL are much bigger than you. The college game isn't necessarily, because you run your own little fiefdom.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to take exception to what you said, but I will mildly disagree. In the NBA, outside of a few coaches like Popovich,
mm-hmm.
like Steve Kerr, the coaches run the show with those guys. For all other, I don't know, 25 coaches,
yeah.
players run the show.
Sure.
In the NFL, the coaches do run the show.
Coaches do run the show.
Especially with no guaranteed contracts. Oh, you think anybody thinks they're bigger than Sean Payton? Don't think so.
But is
it? Did anybody think they were bigger than Mike Shanahan? Nope.
But is the NFL a coach-driven league or a quarterback-driven league?
It's a quarterback-driven league. So when it comes to contracts and holdouts,
mm-hmm.
the players have that power to do that.
Yep.
Usually they lose.
Yeah. I think that the power structure for a coach is still pretty stark from college football to the NFL.
Well, it's much easier to boss around kids than it is millionaires.
Yeah. And you run a tight ship. You are not responsible to the media every single day. In the NFL, you're an open book. Oh, yeah, yes, you can run some things under the radar, but by and large, you're an open book, man.
Well, in the college game, you control everything.
From everything. Recruiting
to the game.
Right.
You are the man.
Every single thing.
But the most important thing is you can boss around these kids. You cannot do that in the NFL.
No.
Now, you can make the case that you can, but if you get into a player's grill enough, eventually they're going to start chirping back at you.
Sure.
You do not do that in the college game.
No. Oh, my God, no.
Right.
Absolutely not. Totally different. So, yes, while I would agree the coaches are of a higher profile in the NFL than they would be in the NBA, generally speaking, yes. But it's still nothing like the profile that they have at the college level.
I don't want to see Danny Hurley go to the Lakers. I wouldn't mind seeing him go there if LeBron and Anthony Davis weren't there. Let him go to a young team that he can build. That, to me, would be an ideal situation. Yes, it would be more difficult, kind of like what Chauncey Billups walked into in Portland.
Mm.
Now, it hasn't worked out for him.
No, it hasn't.
And we'll see how much longer Chauncey keeps his job. However, this is LeBron James's team.
And what's going to change that as long as LeBron's there?
Hopefully, if Danny Hurley gets introduced, he doesn't say, "We have LeBron James!" Mm-hmm. Hopefully that does not happen. And quite frankly, I don't think he's the type of guy that will do that.
Hmm.
But LeBron runs the show. Although, Danny Hurley does have that New Jersey FU mentality.
He does.
LeBron, I know who you are. I was hired to coach this team. I don't know if he has the chutzpah to say that to LeBron James.
Well, not many have survived it. I mean, LeBron James has left a pretty impressive coaching list in his wake.
I'll say this, though. If the Lakers hire Danny Hurley, they are all in on Danny Hurley and not LeBron James. LeBron James is in the twilight of his career.
Sure.
If you are going to be spending that type of money on Danny Hurley, you have made a commitment to Danny Hurley. Kind of like when you spend that type of money on Sean Payton and Russell Wilson is on your roster, you have invested in your coach.
Yes.
And I think that's going to be the same situation with Danny Hurley.
But how much longer does LeBron hang?
Oh, if he has 2 years left, that I think that would be...
But that's still 2 years. You got to deal with it. And there's a part of me that says, I think it would be intriguing for any coach to be able to play or to coach, affect a generational player who is, yes, at the twilight of his career, but is it still fair to say that is LeBron James still a top 10 player in the NBA?
Yes.
No question.
But I will say this, not in defense of Danny Hurley. I think LeBron would love to play for him. Love. Danny Hurley would hold every player on that roster accountable, whereas LeBron probably feels he has to hold every player accountable. Danny Hurley will bench a guy so quickly. Doesn't matter who it is. He won't have to worry about benching LeBron James. LeBron James is out there playing hard. I believe he is.
No, I agree with that.
Anthony Davis, for the most part, and I don't watch enough Lakers games, but if you are not running the plan, Danny Hurley will do it in a nice way, but he's a New Jersey guy. Let me give you another guy from that area. Michael Malone.
Yeah.
There's a certain type of personality.
Yeah, very much so.
And I think Danny Hurley is very much a player's coach with a chapped ass and get out of his way if it's chapped.
Man, what's his level of NBA experience?
It's basketball.
Okay.
Now, and we'll, let's talk about this after the break.
Okay.
Because you brought up a really good point. What's his level of NBA experience? And I just said to you, it's basketball. When you're going from college football to the pro, that's where I think you can make the argument, what's the difference? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction, featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking for a great time this weekend, highly recommend you go to Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. They have everything under one roof you would want in a bar. Live music, check, got it. Every Friday, Saturday, no cover. You want to play pool there? They just don't have one pool table. They have a pool hall, about 15 of them, with pool leagues as well. You have free pool every Wednesday, until 5 o'clock. And then their happy hour? Seriously, nobody does it better. 3 until 7 every single day of the week. 2 for $1 on all wine, well, and drafts. Plus, they always have great drink specials and the best green chili I have ever had. Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar, find them in Lakewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Don't want to put words in your mouth, but phrase the question that you said in the last segment going into this segment before we went to commercial break.
Can't even remember.
It was something like coaching a different game in the NBA. As opposed to college. Does that ring a bell? It was 6 minutes ago you said this.
Well, yeah, I mean.
How is Danny Hurley going to adapt to the NBA game?
With no NBA experience.
Basketball
is basketball, right?
Like in the movie Hoosiers, the rim to the floor is the same. The length of the court is the same. You have more athletic players. That's the difference. When you look at college football, got two words for the difference between college football that people don't realize, or maybe they do, but a lot of people don't. Hash marks. That's the difference in the game. Hash marks.
That's it?
Well, there are a lot of differences.
There are a lot of differences.
But the hash marks are a huge difference because you are game planning a different game offensively because of the hash marks. No?
No, oh no, completely. Yes, absolutely.
Completely different offensive game.
It is a, right. You have to design offenses with much wider margins outside of your hashes.
So I think it's more difficult for a college football coach to come in than a basketball coach. I mean, Mike Krzyzewski did pretty well in the Olympics coaching NBA players. And ironically, it was an international game. Now, granted, he had more talent. I get that. But speaking of Mike Krzyzewski, he turned down the Lakers job many, many years ago.
Yes.
Very different game today because of the NIL collective. And do you think that's one reason why Danny Hurley might jump?
Yeah. I mean, who wants the headache? I mean, that's an entirely different level of management.
Yep.
That you have to take into account when you're a college coach now, you know, and by the way, that's money. That's, guys are being paid out of those coffers. And how much control do you really have over it? I mean, the collective has the control over that. I don't see, to me, I'm not sure why, well, because college coaches are still making astronomical amounts of money. That's why you want to be involved with it. But if you have your choice, I'd rather be a pro coach, not a college coach. If I had the ability, and if I was in a situation where I could choose, I would choose being a pro coach over a college coach every day. There would never be a time when I'd want to be a college coach at the high levels of where college athletics are.
Same thing with college football and the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah. Only because who wants to deal with rebuilding your team every single year?
Right.
Every year. And you're not dealing with a 53-man roster. You're dealing with about 110 guys.
Yep.
And that thing is just shifting through from year to year. Are you kidding me?
You're constantly in players' living rooms, unless you're Deion Sanders.
Well, there you go.
Had to get that in there.
Yes, you did. Well done.
He didn't take a seat in Seton's living room?
Well, we're just going to find out
a lot of things. We're fixing to find out.
We're fixing to find out a lot of things this year, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway.
What are we going to figure out?
Well, we're going to figure out whether his way is a winning way. And him just telling me that they're going to win doesn't do it for me. I need to see them win. And so, and I'm all for doing things a different way. I'm never going to throw out the baby with the bathwater in that regards. I'll wait and see what kind of roots take hold. I just don't think I've seen anything yet.
This is what Deion Sanders, he doesn't need to understand this. He's had a beyond successful career in pretty much everything that he's done.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
But when he talked big, all he had to do was count on himself to perform. In this case, he's talking for 90 other players.
Yep. Right.
He had full control over what he did, how hard he worked, how much he studied film, all of that stuff. But he talks like he talked as a player.
I wonder about continuity and whether continuity means anything.
I think it means a lot.
I think it means a ton.
Yeah.
So these are all the things that I'm interested in seeing how it plays out this year. But as it relates to, yeah, but back to your question, yes. I don't think maybe baseball, where, and even then, you know, the transfer portal is a very disruptive place. That would be maybe the only place that I would want to work in college sports. I don't know. Maybe. Other than that, it would be pro sports if I was suited and had the cachet to do it.
If you were Danny Hurley, would you leave the comforts of Connecticut, where it is your university, really? Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Isn't it Gino Auriemma's university, too?
I mean, he certainly has a piece of the pie.
This is what I would like to see, and this is going way off the board. I mean, I am going so far off the rails on this suggestion that people would tell me I'm crazy, which I'm told that often anyway. You know who I would like to see Danny Hurley hire if he takes the Lakers job?
No.
I could give you 10 guesses, and I'm guessing you wouldn't get who I'm getting.
Then spare me the effort.
Dawn Staley.
Why would Dawn Staley want to be an assistant for the Lakers?
I'm not sure that she would. However, I would love to see the two of them work together because I like them so much.
I do
much.
Too.
And oh, by the way, why would she want to leave? Because if she's good and people take notice, maybe she becomes the first NBA head coach.
Has Dawn Staley inched ahead of Becky Hammons as the most likely woman to first coach a men's team in the NBA?
I don't know if Becky Hammons is ever going to get that chance.
I don't know if she is or not.
But maybe Dawn Staley does.
She very well could.
That's why it'd be cool to see the two of them on the same bench. Mm. I think Dawn Staley can command a room. I'm not saying Becky Hammon can't. I'm saying Dawn's just listening to her talk. I just sit back on my couch, fold my arms, and enjoy everything that comes out of her mouth.
There you go.
She's got a, what she brings is a lot of what Phil Jackson brought. A great psychology to life and the game. And there's something to be said for that. I would love to see that pairing. The two best college coaches out there, men and men's side, women's side, although you always have to give, as long as Gino Auriemma is coaching.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to argue with his resume.
It is very hard.
But I love me some Dawn Staley.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't know. That is, you would certainly, if Hurley takes the job with the Lakers, there'll be a lot of eyes on them, mainly because they're the Lakers and it doesn't matter who really is coaching them. But obviously, Danny Hurley would bring a different kind of feel to the leadership of the Lakers. I guess it would be intriguing.
This isn't Darvin Ham anymore.
But I just see the Lakers. Where are the Lakers with or without Danny Hurley in the Western roll call? Aren't they down about 8 or 9? I mean, when you start talking about where the West is right now and where it has to be won, you go a long ways down the list until you get to the Lakers, don't you?
No, I won't disagree with you at all. But maybe he would be better at getting the most out of his talent.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Hmm. I'll go back to the roster.
I'm not arguing.
And it's not his roster. That's the problem.
I'm not arguing the roster.
Yeah.
I'm saying that he's a great coach. And I'll take a great coach. Doesn't mean they're going to win a title in the next couple of years. I'm totally with you on that. But they have to hire a head coach.
How much?
What should they do? Hire some schmuck?
No.
Because they're not going to be good?
No, but how much does a great coach matter in the NBA?
It matters if you have stars like how Phil Jackson did it. Phil Jackson was never an X's and O's guy, ever.
Well, he had Tex Winter for that.
That's right.
So.
But what he was great at was managing egos. Jordan,
yes.
Pippen, Rodman.
Right.
He was brilliant at it. So when you look at coaches where you're dealing with the stars, that was one of the biggest knocks on George Karl. That he wasn't able to handle the big stars, although he's had plenty of success.
Yes. Right. Huh. Okay. I got to think on that.
You got to be able to manage egos at the NBA level.
I think it's the most important thing at the NBA level.
I think Steve Kerr does a brilliant job.
Totally.
With Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and obviously Steph Curry. I also think he's a very good X's and O's guy. But who did he learn from? Phil Jackson.
I think Michael Malone
And Popovich.
I think Michael Malone is good at it.
He's outstanding at it. He's outstanding at it. Coming up after the break, what is it like to sit in a room with Sean Payton when he's grilling you at the combine? You're going to hear what that sounds like from Sean next.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
We heard a few quarterbacks at the Combine talk about sitting down with Sean Payton at the Broncos. And I think some of them said publicly, well, it was an interesting conversation. Is that fair to say?
Michael Penix Jr. used about those words.
So with that, what is it like to sit in with Sean Payton? What does he talk about? What does he ask? Well, Sean went on Jay Glazer's podcast to talk about this.
We try to see how they handle tough questions. You have to understand, in these 20 years
but
now,
it's not just tough questions, it's how you f*** with them.
Right, but right? Think about the history. When this combine first came out, guys didn't know what the drills were. There weren't videos. There weren't coaches to coach you how to answer questions. You know, they have 15 minutes now. Their biggest friend when they sit in a combine interview, these players, is when the coach and coaches or scouts want to talk because they know that clock's set for 15 minutes. We want them on the mic real quick. So trying to dig into the makeup of these players, quarterbacks or other positions, yeah, you want to be a little confrontational. Why did you suck in that USC game? And you want to hear their answer, really.
Right.
Because you know what? They're probably going to have a game where they suck here too. And you want to see how they respond. And you want to see how they, like, said, hey, look, I played poorly in that game, man. I knew it going in. I did this. You want to see some accountability. And you want to be able to, not catch them off guard, but just see how they bow up and respond.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense to me. Why would you do it any other way? Seriously.
But how many coaches?
I don't know. That's
really
a great question.
Really kind of go after, right? Kind of go after players in the interviews. Sean does. And you know what? I don't have a problem with
it. At all.
It's like a job interview.
Right.
And by the way, this particular job interview pays you millions of dollars.
Yeah. I think that you've got a right. And you've got 15 minutes to do it?
Yep. Let's just cut right to the chase, man.
Yeah, why waste time?
Right.
I mean, no, I. That's the part of the bedside manner that I kind of like.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't always work, but in that kind of situation, absolutely. So I like the way he went on in that interview with Glazer to talk about how they worked with him on the meeting that they held with them, their one-on-one with them and what they did. And he talked about this a lot on draft night about how they tested him by giving him 3 days of installs. And and realizing that you are setting up a player for failure, because there's no way at 5 o'clock the night before you can get 3 days of installs, which is over 100 plays, by the way.
Right.
And know them by 9 o'clock the next morning.
Right.
So that is another element of you're setting them up to fail just to see how they will react to it.
By the way, if he actually threw out the phrase, "Why did you suck against USC?" he certainly did not ask that question to Bo Nix, who completed 23 of 31 passes for 412 yards, 4 touchdowns, and averaged over 13 yards a pass.
Yeah.
Now, how did Michael Penix do? He was okay. Washington scored 52 points in that game.
Yeah.
Okay. How many yards do you think he threw for?
223. I don't know.
256, 2 touchdowns, and a pick.
There you go.
Now, I wouldn't say Michael Penix sucked.
But that's fairly pedestrian.
For him.
For him. And that offense.
Right.
Which still found a way. Well, the offense. They scored defensive touchdowns in that game, too, I think.
They must have.
I think so.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Dylan Johnson ran for 200. Here's the stat of the day. Michael Penix passed for 256 yards. Dylan Johnson ran for 256 yards.
Isn't that something?
Dylan Johnson scored 4 touchdowns in that game.
That Washington team was a unit, which gives you a pretty good idea of how good Michigan was.
Yeah.
Because Washington was damn good.
They were, but they never truly faced a defense like Michigan's.
Nope, they didn't. And they got into that game and they just couldn't get it figured out. No rhythm at all. So, anyway.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about the Timberwolves restructuring the contract of their team president, Tim Connelly. And this former NBA player is competing in the Summer Olympics, but not on the hardwood. That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, after the run to the Western Conference Finals, the Timberwolves and President Tim Connelly have agreed to a restructured contract, locking him in for next season, and Connelly's opt-out clause has been moved to next year as well. Connelly could have opted out now with the ownership situation in flux. How do you like this move from Minnesota, who faces a critical summer ahead of them?
I mean, I guess, okay, fine, shuffling the cards again. How much of an he has an equity deal with them?
He does.
So,
but I don't know when, how many years he has to stay for that to fully vest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless
either, right.
It fully vested the day he signed the contract.
Yeah, that could very well be.
They need him more than ever because of where they are up against the second apron.
Yes, absolutely.
This would be a bad time him to opt out.
He's the guy that needs to lead them regardless of the challenges they have on ownership.
And there were reports out there that the Detroit Pistons were ready to break the bank to bring him in.
Hmm. Okay.
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know. There's just certain jobs I don't think I'd be. If he's got an equity job in Minnesota, now obviously ownership is changing enough there, and I'm not saying it's in flux, but it's certainly not the same ownership that he thought he was getting into.
Sure.
So maybe he is looking for the next challenge. I don't know.
What? Here's the thing, and this is what I can tell you, and you probably already know this. The Kroenkes don't break the bank for their general managers or their team presidents.
Right.
They don't pay a ton. You may or may not know that. So when somebody offers you a boatload of money, Masai Ujiri, you take it. Mm-hmm. When somebody offers you a boatload of money, Tim Connolly, you take it.
Yep.
And even if ownership is in flux in Minnesota, Tim can sit back in his multi-million dollar mansion and think about it.
Yes, he can. And by the
way, instead of sitting in Wash Park, which I'm sure he had a very nice home, but the home that he could buy with the salary the Timberwolves are giving him would make the house he probably had in Wash Park look like the Butler's quarters.
And my feeling would be, at the end of the day, the Minnesota Timberwolves are much better off with Tim Connolly.
Yeah.
So that's where I'll leave that.
All right, just in case you missed it, former NBA player Chase Budinger is going to the Olympics, though he won't be doing it on the hardwood. The 36-year-old Budinger will be competing in beach volleyball at the Summer's Games in Paris, and he'll become the first person to have played an NBA regular season game and appeared at the Olympics in beach volleyball. He's also the only athlete to make a career in both sports. How about the former Arizona Wildcats standout Chase Budinger qualifying for beach volleyball at the Summer Games?
You know, you don't see a lot of pro athlete / Olympians other than like Dream Team. And you see it more now. I mean, obviously, they can be. But to change sports like this is kind of interesting.
He was a volleyball player before.
Yeah, he was. Right. He was. So,
and he's tall. Vance Joseph. He's tall.
And he's athletic. And
yeah.
He's got ups and all the things that you want. Bob Hayes, to me, still is the greatest two-way guy to ever do it.
Better than Bo Jackson?
No, I'm talking about win an Olympic gold, win an Olympic medal,
yep,
and still be amongst the top of your peers in professional football.
So you're referring to the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm talking about as an Olympian now, yeah. Two different sports.
Yeah, to me, the greatest, if you're using the Olympics as your metric.
Right.
The greatest to ever do it, by far, is Babe Diedrichsen Zaharias.
Yes.
She sits on top and looks down on the serfs.
Yeah.
She was that good. Olympic gold medalist.
Yes.
And dominated the women's tour in golf.
No question.
Dominated. And yep. Did she play another sport?
I don't know.
I'd have to look that up.
I think she played baseball for a bit.
Did
too.
She?
Yeah, but
she played in a league of her own?
I don't know, but I mean, she was obviously multi-sport gifted. How many gifts could she have had at that point? Track and field, golf. I mean, so, yeah. Bob Hayes would be, that was the 64 Olympics in Tokyo. Was the fastest man in the world, and then ended up having a very good career with the Dallas Cowboys.
Babe Diedrichsen Zaharias in the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles won gold in the 80-meter hurdles and then won gold in the javelin. Two totally different types of sports. And then, oh, by the way, she is in the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Yep.
10 wins on the LPGA Tour. Bunch of majors. I mean,
no, phenomenal.
She was unbelievable.
No question.
Absolutely unbelievable. I mean, how do you go from a javelin throw to being a great putter? You want to talk about two totally different things.
Right.
And oh, by the way, as I said, she won the 80-meter hurdles. You don't run on the golf course either. So none of it really kind of connects. With Bob Hayes, it connects.
Yes.
Because he runs on the football field.
Right.
The skill set that she had, throwing a javelin, jumping over hurdles, and putting, none of those connect.
Jim Thorpe winning the pentathlon in 1912, and then having the kind of career that he did in other sports, that's another one.
Yes.
But no, you're right. Absolutely. It's cool to be able to look back on that and locate some people that have been able to accomplish cool things like that.
All right, just in case you missed it, Tracy McGrady responded to a tweet saying, Steph Curry is a top five NBA player of all time, and McGrady said, no, he hasn't even cracked my top 10 yet. To me, if one of your guys is missing and you can't make the playoffs, I can't put you in my top five or my top 10. Do you agree that if you can't carry your team to the playoffs without the other all-stars on your team, you shouldn't be top 10 all time?
You're cherry picking a season.
Yeah, I don't.
Never judge somebody on their worst season or on their best.
And I love me some Tracy McGrady. Don't get me wrong, that's a swing and a miss. Steph Curry has been a game changing player in NBA annals. We're talking about the greatest 3-point shooter in the history of the game. Stop it. Not to mention, you know, how about where he takes shots and how he's changed the game in that regard, right? Dame Lillard, Caitlin Clark, I mean, all these people now are taking shots from the logo. Steph Curry, no, stop it.
Yeah.
It's Steph, like Gilbert Arenas saying he's not a generational player.
Well, I don't.
Gilbert Arenas
needs to go away. Yeah, he needs to go away.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I'll listen to Tracy McGrady. Gilbert Arenas, no care.
I'm not a fan of people making hot takes. I'm not a fan of it. But I'm really not a fan of complete and utter stupidity. I'll take the hot takes over somebody who makes no sense.
He one-ups himself almost on a daily basis.
He does,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times I feel like he's doing it for effect.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Gordon, Alex, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. Tomorrow is Friday.
Yay.
Yay is right. Make it the best possible day you can.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.